I really like it. It's great. I mean, anyway,
that's nice.
Audrey Boys 9 to 5. It's 8:42. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. Let's bring in Halle Berry and Mr. Hugh Jackman. Two legends of the silver screen.
Ah.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning, mate.
Morning. Welcome to our luxurious studio at the BBC.
It is incredible.
This Look is wonderful. This. Wow.
Thank you.
Do you often use the jacuzzi there, or is it?
You know, after the show, we like to jump in. If you feel like a dip, Mr. Chapman.
You got your trunks with you?
Sure, I'll get in. Yeah. Mm.
Or
yeah,
we can skinny dip.
Skinny you and dip. I?
If you want, yeah.
Can I watch?
Hey, well, okay. Why not?
So, X Factor. You're on.
Yeah, I'm doing Celebrity X Factor, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm singing. You know, like American Idol?
Yeah, oh wow.
It's a completely, for legal reasons, a completely different show, which looks exactly the same as American Idol. But it's called X Factor. And yeah, they're doing a celebrity one and I'm going to sing.
So what stuff do you sing? Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I don't want to...
We're about to get naked in a jacuzzi.
Sing. I'll sing to you in the jacuzzi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got auditions to... Well, no, I've got rehearsal today. I've got to work out another 7 songs to sing, which is a bit embarrassing.
7?
But you got to choose 12 songs, because they don't know how long you're going to be in, and they want other songs prepared and all that.
Oh, wow.
It's... Well, it is... I just hope it's going to be funny. Just hope I don't look like an idiot. You know, but it should be fun.
Well, I heard you're a fantastic... I just want to say that now, because they'll probably... Are they mean? Is it kind of like Simon Cowell?
It's the usual thing.
Yeah, Simon
it's the
Cowell.
Usual, you know. Yeah. Simon Cowell. Sharon Osbourne is one of the judges as well.
Oh, okay.
So, and a guy called Louis Walsh. I don't know. And I don't, if I'm in Simon's category, I don't know. Then he'll probably be nice to... I don't know. I'm only doing it because I've got a radio show and a book coming out to plug. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
I don't believe this for a second.
It's true.
No, it's honestly
this
true.
Is the highlight of your life.
It's not.
You've
it's
waited
not.
For this. This
no.
is the moment.
No, seriously. I don't want to win. I want to come fourth. Because I think that's the best thing to do.
Well, I'll buy your record, mate.
See I'm not releasing a record. I'm not doing it for that. I'm telling you.
Coming.
I want to be an actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Well, here's anybody can do that these days.
No, but, you know, I'd like to try. I was telling a friend of mine who's an actor, I was telling him, you know, I could act. I can do voices and remember words. I can do that. He just scowled at me and went, it's not that simple. I'm talking now. I'm making this up. Someone will write it for me. That's taking half the effort out. He doesn't like it when
playing
I make
yourself.
Jokes about it. Yeah. But anyway.
Films? Well, you want to do films?
I've done a few films. I've been in a film with Miss Berry.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Refresh my memory.
Robots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you in Robots?
I'm in the UK release of Robots.
Oh.
They
Who
cut him
you?
Out of the real
Big
one.
Big Weld? Who were you?
No, I I introduced Big Weld on the TV.
Oh.
And then I introduced somebody else. I'm like an MC, a robot MC. But only in the UK version, because I didn't want to... takes work away from an American actor.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You know, I didn't want it ruining my chances of further work.
Yeah.
And Wimbledon, that's another one of my movies.
What are you... Are you the tennis player? You're the...
No. It's more...
No.
It's more just my voice in the movie than the physical being.
30, love. That one?
No.
I'm not even that big a part.
I'm just on the radio for 11.2 seconds. But...
Hey.
I'm still in it.
Hey.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Wow. But if you're ever doing any new projects and you're looking for a slightly, you know, chubby English guy, you know, a bit rugged looking, you know.
But I hear you have a bit of trouble with travelling. There's a lot of travelling in this gig.
I don't, if I'm first class, I can fly. I don't like sitting in the back of the plane. I get sick.
Oh, you're a born actor, mate.
So, I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out. The rest of the guys were seeing the movie. So don't tell me what happens at the end or anything like that. I don't want to know.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to it. And it must be nice. Now, how many times have you two worked together now?
Four. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Hallie's done a lot more gigs than me. But for me, it's a strike rate of about 1 in 2. So I'm pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's working well.
Yeah,
I love working with you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Is the crew the same on the other films as well?
Pretty much. Well, yeah. It's the same cast. We have a few new people. We have a different director on this one, but it's pretty much the same game.
Yeah. So it's nice you all sort of get back together again a couple of years later and then off you go.
It's perfect, actually. Every 3 years is a good idea. I think, like, Christmas should be every 3 years, you know. It'd be more functional that way.
How long does it take to film a, you know, movie? As in, how long are you two filming it for?
At least 6 months, it feels like.
About 6 months. I mean, these are, you know, they're huge movies, so they take a long time. A normal movie is about 3 months. Right. You're only asking because of your career coming up.
I want to know what I'm getting into.
Fair enough.
I mean, do you get a day off? Do you have to work weekends? Do you get a day off in lieu if you have to work a Sunday?
You do often work 7 days, but there's time and a half on weekends.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, so that's good.
And the good news is after you work really, really hard, then you can play really hard. You can then have 2 months off if you want.
I like that. I like that idea.
Like, that's the perk.
That would be good. I'd get bored, though, with too much time off.
Oh, you would?
Well, you could keep working. I mean, Hugh does. Just keep working. You could do a play, then do a movie, then go do a play, then do a traveling show, then do another movie.
You sound like somebody who really enjoys their time off.
I do.
Yeah. Do you not get bored? Like, in between stuff, when you're not filming or anything like that, do you what do you do?
I do. I'd like to have at least a month off to just detox and then get back into something else.
When you're off, do you go through other scripts and stuff? You know, other sort of movie offers and things?
Hopefully. No, I'm not reading anything at the moment. I'm a huge cricket fan.
Right.
So I could, if I was going to take time off, like me and my mate Gus, we would just probably go on the Ashes tour and just follow him around, you know.
Right.
Like one of that's my thing.
I don't know much about cricket, but who won the last Ashes? That was us, right?
We did. Yeah. Very good.
We went, but I don't understand cricket. I enjoyed myself, but I don't really know the rules.
Well, the Ashes
it's just counting
this year.
Backwards. I get that bit when it's counting backwards. I get that. We only have 200 runs to get. Okay, that's fine. I get that.
We had a nice lunch.
No, here's what I don't get.
No.
Curling.
Yeah, right. Curling.
What the heck is that?
Curling is when they put a kettle down ice.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I've seen it, but. Why?
And you want
get that.
You want the job of brushing the ice before it comes down. That's the job I want.
No.
What's that job all about? You know, the best job in the world in sport is the guy who is the stand-in for Michael Schumacher when it comes to Formula One racing. They have people who are the same height and the same weight to sit in the car while they're testing it and everything like that, while the real Schumacher can have a sleep.
Mm.
And he just travels the world.
Sitting
in the
car.
No, because they need to get the weight of the car right.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So he is employed because it's the same height and weight as Schumacher, and that's his job.
Turns the radio on.
Yeah, hey.
Listen, chilling out.
Spot for everybody.
I think you'd be bored.
I could be a body double for you in a movie.
I can see.
I could do that.
Well, let's check it out. We're getting naked in a second, so we could
body double for both of them.
Yeah, that's not nice. Let me run through some of the work that Miss Berry has done because it really is phenomenal. And I'm not going to go for the obvious work. I'm going to go for the work that impresses me. In 1991, she did A Different World.
Oh, wow.
I love that show.
I sure did.
I used to love that show.
Did you really?
Yeah. Knots Landing.
Mm.
You did Knots Landing?
I did.
I love that show. Yeah.
She did some brilliant stuff. Forget all the Oscar and all those movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the stuff that, you know. She was in Boomerang.
Now, that was a good movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Very underrated movie.
I like that movie.
What the hell is Baps?
Oh, that was one of my bests ever. Just, you know, nobody really knows that. That was my hand at try at comedy.
That sounds like my kind of movie. Baps.
Black American Princess.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
It means something else over here. And Frasier.
Did I do Frasier? Oh, yeah, my voice.
Your voice.
I called in.
Yeah.
You're right.
See? And then there's other stuff where I don't really know. Die Another Day. I don't know what that is. Was that big?
No, that was... No. Nobody hardly saw that.
No.
That was little.
Yeah. Some kind of action,
I don't know.
Cop movie or something.
Something. I don't know. Some spy espionage something.
You could do Bond. You'd be a good Bond.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, same with you. Well, you could be my double.
Your Bond double?
Yeah.
I could do that.
That's the first time I've seen you laughing. No. Oh, no. Oh. Ooh.
Put your hands up in the air.
You're a Brooklyn Bond?
I'm a black American guy. Big black fat guy.
I got it. That's good.
Put your hands in the air. Don't make me shoot your ass.
Are we having a racist moment?
No, not at all. But that when I can't do American voices. I can play an English guy. Put your hands in the air. But it's not, you know, I don't know.
Well, you have to work up to it.
Yeah.
Let Daniel do it first, Daniel Craig, and then maybe let him do a couple and then take over.
I think he'll be a good Bond. I think he'll do a good job.
Me too. I think he'd be great. He's a great actor, but he's a very blokey bloke.
He's quite quiet though, isn't he, I think?
I don't know. I don't actually know him personally. Do you know Daniel?
I don't know him at all.
But I think he'd be good.
It's Casino Royale, which is the first book. It's when Bond was kind of a lot darker, and so it's going back to its original roots.
Very good. Are you a Bond fan?
No, my friend told me last night, so we had to cancel out. He did the trailer for it, so that's why I know kind of all about it. Well, listen, it's really nice to meet you. It's good that you. I love the fact you come on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, mate.
You're more than welcome. You've got to listen to the show when you go back to the States.
Well, actually, we landed yesterday from Mexico in Birmingham because of the weather.
Oh, really?
And we were listening, and my mate Gus was telling me that you don't want to go to Australia. Well, what's that all about?
Do you know...
Only because it takes too long to get there, though, isn't it?
I'm not a great flyer.
I'll give you a first-class ticket.
First class? I'd have to go first class. Have you been to Australia?
Oh, yeah. I got beat up by a cab driver in Australia.
Oh, that's right.
Did you?
Yeah.
What?
He hates when I tell you this story. For no real reason. Just got punched.
It's affection. We consider it affection down there.
He didn't punch you, did he, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I say I got beat up by a cab driver in Australia.
Wow.
But if I go back with Hugh, I'm sure none of that would happen. They would respect me.
But they'd be scared of Hugh.
It was a little while ago.
It was a while ago.
It was when Russell Crowe was still sort of doing some other work. As well as
before he'd gone completely psycho. well, this is, I'm sure that's not, I'm sure most Australians aren't like that.
No.
Just half of us.
No.
But I'm sure you've learned your lesson now. You probably tip a lot more when you get out of the cab. you keep the change.
I don't get in cabs in Australia.
Well, yeah. All right, well, listen, I know you guys have got to run off. And how long are you in London for?
We leave today.
Yeah, we leave today.
And where are you going? You're still...
Berlin.
Berlin.
You're going to Berlin and then going to Cannes.
Listen, when you see... How many times now have you seen this movie? You don't have to sit through it like loads and loads of times.
I just saw it once at the Mexican premiere a couple nights ago. It's the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
But
probably the last time I'll see
it. Well, this is it. You don't have to sit through it at every premiere, do you?
No.
As soon as the lights go down, straight out.
Kind of.
Go for a drink for an hour and a half, come back.
I don't know if you can do that in Cannes. Can you do that in Cannes?
I think in Cannes we might have to watch it.
Yeah. I actually like the movie. So it's too early for me to BS.
You don't want to watch it like eight times at eight different premieres. You'll be, going out of your mind.
Yeah, well.
Luckily, we're only having two. Mexico and Cannes, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
So
you can sit through it in Cannes again.
Yeah.
It'll
be all right.
You shout the lines out before you say them, ruin it for everybody else.
There you go.
We watch this guy. Watch this guy here. Watch this. Oh, they told you. Or what you do is you bring one of them little laser pens, the little key ring, the laser thing, because you'll get great seats. You'll be at the front or high up. And just every time you come on screen, you can put a little red dot around your eyes, on your teeth. And the people will get really mad and they'll think you're going to get upset, but it's really you doing it to yourself. I'm just trying to,
That would be good.
But don't do it so much that you get kicked out of your own premiere.
Yeah.
No, not possible.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Well, listen, good luck with the movie. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Thank you, man.
I will keep you involved in my Celebrity X Factor singing.
Good luck. Give us a little. Can you just give us a few bars? Give us a little treat.
Come on.
Do the start of One Vision by Queen.
I'm not a performing dog. You do some Wolverine things.
That was it.
All right. Well, I'll give you a bit. There you go.
Oh,
very
good. That was a cop out.
No, all he did was go.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Bob.
If Hallie gets in the jacuzzi and walks out and does her hair, then I'll sing.
Come on, Hallie, get in.
I don't know. Do I really want to hear him sing?
No, we'll see you on the show, mate.
Honestly, I'm not that good. It's not worth it. It's not worth getting cold for.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and good luck with the movie. And do come back and see us and hang out. And
thank you.
Enjoy your hospitality.
Thank you. Enjoy the movie. Thanks, guys, for seeing it.
That's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman, everybody. Wow, there you go. Feeder and Lost and Found at Radio 1. What a nice guy Hugh Jackman is.
Mm-hmm.
I was dying to show Halle Berry our hydraulic desk, but I've got to be honest.
You've broken it.
It's broken. It doesn't actually work. But trust me, there was a point in that interview, I think, whenever we were thinking the same thing as I was thinking, which is hydraulic desk. And I even pressed a button, but listen, it doesn't work.
Actually, my side works.
Does it? No. Yeah. Do you know, if I'd have known that, I'd have done that.
I'm going up.
Man, she didn't like me, did she?
There was an instant chemistry with you.
I don't think it was you, actually. I don't think she spoke to any of us backstage, as it were.
Oh, she's a ratty, isn't she?
She did to me.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Have they got
what a shame.
You know,
what a shame.
He was nice.
Do you know what? Who cares? I don't care. I'll come on the show and bring it down.
He was lovely.
Were you having a racist moment here? No, get over yourself. What the hell was that all about? Seriously. Well, he's a nice guy. I'm sure she's a nice woman, but she just, you know...
It's very pretty.
Slightly defensive. Yeah, you know what? I'd rather go for him.
He was lovely.
We didn't do the long man questions. Seriously, no offence, long man, if you're listening, by the way, but I decided to drop your question. Something told me she might not play along with sandwich questions. So frustrating. Anyway.
Tedious link.
Yeah. Let me just have a moment.
Can we split them up when we do the voting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when we rate the guests?
When we rate the guests.
Yeah, we rate them separately.
Yeah.
It smells nice in here.
Are we having a calm
down? Has Jocelyn stolen someone's bag? What's that? Someone's left a bag.
They've got to come back.
They're coming back.
Oh, they've got to come back.
Oh, nice. Here we go.
Open it up. See who it is.
Who's no, don't. If it's her bag, she'll have you arrested.
Joss,
are we having a thieving moment here?
Joss, you take it to her, not the other way around.
Yeah.
She's hysterical. Moment.
That'll be Hugh Jackman's bag.
It will, won't it?
I left my bag. Sorry about that.
Couldn't get out quick enough.
Yeah. Are we having a bad interview here? Yeah, I think so. Oh, what a disappointment. You know, oh well, I'll never see her again.
Must see her in a second when she comes back for a bag.
Yeah.
Something tells me she might send somebody else in for the bag.
Do you know what my favourite part of the whole interview was?
Really, the racist moment here.
My favourite part of the whole thing was when you were going, Baps, yeah, I like Baps, yeah. What's that about Baps? Black American princess.
And I'm like, overhearing it means something different. And I was waiting for her to go, yeah, I know it means boobs, right? And she didn't. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to... I can't explain this now, can I? Oh, dear. What a mess.
That's funny.
Let's get... Well, go on.
Oh, sorry. They met Lorraine Kelly last night. And he was saying how much he likes her.
It's Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
No. Did Halle meet Lorraine Kelly?
She didn't say.
No.
My favourite text so far of the morning. Wouldn't it be great if Parky laid into his guest too after they'd left?
Listen, I'm quite disappointed. What a moody couch he was. He was all right, but I don't think we'll be having him back again. Right, after the break, George Michael. He's another one. Don't know what he's all about. Coming up next. Great record. Nice to say that again. NXS Mystify. Seamless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'd forgotten that bit. Someone else pointing out the fact that when I was trying to explain what curling was, I know what it is, she says.
I just don't get it.
I like that conversation.
She didn't.
Oh, dear.
He was a nice guy.
Many people had texted in going, no, that was a crap interview. It was an awful interview. And,
I don't think that.
I thought he was all right.
And then other people had texted in going, well, I'm not surprised because all you did was talk about yourself and he could have talked about their careers. I didn't even bring it up. Hugh Jackman brought the whole singing thing up anyway. Anyway, that's what I do. I talk about myself on the show every day. So, you know, if you don't like it, switch off. Seriously.
I thought it was up there
tune
with
Halle
Drew Barrymore.
Halle Berry FM and enjoy that station. Apparently they're listening in the car, so hi. Thanks for coming in, by the way, and best of luck with the movie. I still appreciate them coming in and making the
absolutely
effort. Hugh Jackman, great.
Hugh Jackman's lovely.
You're so disappointing.
Who?
No, it is. When you meet somebody... Because I didn't get a chance to say hello to her before. Because, well, for a start, she was late.
She was late, but also you got off the wrong foot with her security, didn't you? Was it security?
No, it wasn't. I walked out and she was coming down the corridor and I said hi and she just kind of went, hello. which is fair enough. And then I was walking out the door, and this short little old dude almost knocked me over. And I went, oh, sorry about that. And he just looked at me as if I was in his way. Get out. You're in my building. You're our dog. Glare at me, whoever you were. So anyway, so I didn't get a chance to, that's part of the bio though, I didn't get a chance to say hello before the interview. She has no idea who I am, by the way. This is what I mean. Alan Knight was, oh, gonna get me going. Alan, Rachel, don't, you look, it's a, you've got your, oh my God, here we go face on.
I'd have that face if I knew how to put it on.
No, I think I'll stay here for this.
This is what really pees me off, right, is the fact that the movie company, the film company, gets so touchy about seeing the movie before we interview them. It doesn't matter who it is or what the movie is. It's the new trick now, is that they make you see the movie. There's no possible way you can interview them without seeing the movie, right? That's the big, big rule. So I said, well, fine, let's send Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman a tape of our show, because then they if they expect me to know what I'm talking about, they should know what they're going into too. It's like she had no idea who we were, what the show was, nothing. At least he made an effort and said that he did a bit of the show before and, you know... X-Men. Oh, that said, though, please go and see the movie. It's great.
Mm. I enjoyed it.
I'll still go and see it.
It's great.
No, I will. Anyway. I'll still go and see the movie.
And the fact that Radio 1's giving away a screening.
That's why I just said that last line.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll still see it. You know, I'll sit in the cinema and watch X-Men 3 with my popcorn and my Diet Coke.
I'll sit next to you.
Really?
Yeah. Would that be right?
I'll sit the other side.
Not going to do the popcorn trick with a hole.
No, not this one. Okay. Not the right film.
Yeah, don't do that. But it's not the right film. Okay. Yeah, that's Mission Impossible 3. Are we having a ramble moment here?
Are we going to do a rate the guest moment now?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. Rate the guest. Let's start with Hugh Jackman. Rate the guest. Out of 10, Allard.
Now, I get to rate on him, like, from behind the scenes as well, and he's such a nice guy that I'm going to give him an 8.
Okay. Ooh. Dave?
I thought he was very nice. 7.
I'm going to go for 7.5. Oh, because he smelt... The half point, because he smelt nice.
Hugh, Halle. Allard, what did he go for?
8.
Dave?
7.
Okay, Rachel?
Actually, I'm gonna go for 7, actually. I'm taking the half point off.
I'm going to go 7.5 as a guest.
I thought he was good. Very polite, very nice man.
He was very nice. Mm. And he's taken the time out.
29.5. 8, 7, 7, 7.5. Mm-hmm. Halle Berry, Allard.
I'm going to give a 4.
4.
For Halle.
Rachel?
3.
Dave?
2.
Yeah, I'll give 2 as well. I'll give 2.5.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, 11.5.
Out of a possible 40. Just to explain, by the way, for those who have just tuned in, what we're doing is having a leaderboard, a bit like they have on Top Gear, with all the different times, and basically the people who we think is the best guest are the top, and I would imagine that so far at the bottom is Halle.
Yeah, you're right. It goes. The list goes like this. Halle Berry on 11.5. Hugh Jackman on... No, Pink on 29. Hugh Jackman on 29.5. And then the rest, there's a mixture. Les Dennis got 34 and Kirsty Gallagher got 34.02 because they were really early. We've kind of... We're a lot harsher now with the voting.
I think we started
We went
too
in too high.
High,
didn't we?
Richard Ashcroft, 34.5. And Patsy Kensett is actually top guest with 39 out of 40.
She was lovely.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. And Richard Ashcroft was brilliant as well when he brought his guitar in.
Anyway. Still, I'm not, you know, I'm a nice man, I'm not bitter. X-Men 3, the movie, when is it out, Allard?
It's out next week.
Next
actually.
Week. Go and buy it, go and watch it rather, and buy X-Men 2 on DVD and watch that before you see X-Men 3.
You need to, because Dave, when he sat down in the cinema, turned to me just before it started and said, I haven't seen 1 and 2. Yeah. So, what's this about? I thought, oh dear. How do you explain X-Men? Oh dear.
Oh God, what a palaver.
Dave, you're so stupid.
We've still got to talk about Big Brother. We have more Big Brother clips to play from Monday night when we're in the house. We've got to do that as well. I'm off for a break now. I need to sit down. Are we having a 2 records in a row moment here?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. What will she say today? Let's find out. It's Rachel!
Rachel.
So just to recap the guest leaderboard: Halle Berry 11.5, Hugh Jackman 29.5, yeah. Pink on 29, Les Dennis on 34, Kirsty Gallagher 34.02, Richard Ashcroft 34.5.
It's generally known as Richard Ashcroft
in
these
the
days.
Lead with 39 points.
39 points.
I'm having a not speaking moment.
Are we having a West Country moment here?
I think we are.
We are.